That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, it's dog year today. For Friday, August 16th, goes to GOP Representative Steve King. Now, let the record show the mayonnaise is heavy on this one, okay?
Too much goddamn mayonnaise!
Since the beginning of time, the greatest threat to this planet has been old white men. It is what it is, okay? Every authority figure they have shown us since we were kids has been old white men. When we picture colonizers, it's old white men. Slave masters, old white men. During Jim Crow, who was creating all these laws to marginalize and oppress people, old white men. Who's making these abortion laws in 2019 and taking away women's rights? Old white men. Old white men are the people who want to make this country great again, a.k.a. make this country white again. America is the old white man's FUBU, all right? For us, by us. I'm just not a us, all right? This is their country. The laws are made for them. And to protect them, the laws are made for them and to protect them. And, you know, we just trying to amend those rules so we can have a place in this society. With that said, GOP Rep. Steve King of Iowa is the latest example of the type of old white man with old savage white ideologies that needs to be sent back where he came from. And that is the Caucasus Mountains. All right, I'm telling you, America will not be safe until these old white men like Representative Steve King are sent back to the caves in Europe that they came from. Oh, you mad I'm talking like this about your beloved white man? Well, let's see if you keep that same energy after you hear why he is getting donkey of the day. See, Stephen King on Wednesday questioned whether there would be any population left on Earth if not for rape or incest. Huh? Hello? Mm-mm. McFly, anybody home? I repeat, GOP Rep. Steve King of Iowa questioned whether there would be any population left on Earth if not for rape or incest. You don't believe me, do you? You think I'm making this up. Well, roll the tape.
What if we went back through all the family trees and just pulled those people out that were products of rape and incest? Would there be any population of the world left if we did that? Considering all the wars and all the rape and pillage that's taken place and whatever happened in culture after society, I know I can't certify that they're not part of a product of that.
Steve. I don't know if you know or not, but people have sex without raping and committing incest all the time. Okay, now I know your father and grandfather were probably slave owners and they told you stories of how they would just have their way with the help, and I'm sure you may have slept with a first cousin or two, maybe a sister, I'm not judging. But none of that behavior is normal, okay? But to some people it is. You don't believe me? This was on CNN last night. They took it to the streets to talk to people in Iowa to see what they had to say and listen to what some of the folks in Iowa had to say.
Obviously, there's been incest everywhere. In every family, somebody has somebody that they wish they hadn't been around.
Every family?
Many families. I hope my family doesn't.
Well, what was his name, Eddie? So I can give him his credit. What was that old white man's name?
I don't know what they do in their family, but that ain't happening in my family.
Family reunions be lit.
It'd be crazy.
Amongst y'all people, boy. Who is it? What's his name, Eddie? I won't give him the credit he deserves. I know he was a barber in Iowa.
He was a barber?
Yeah.
He didn't sound like no barber.
I'll figure out his name in a minute. Listen, here's the thing. Do you want to make America great again?
Ron Bartlett.
Okay. Listen, Ron Bartlett, Steve King, do you want to make America great again or do you want to make America rape again? All right. Is incest we can believe in a 2020 campaign slogan? See, you really got to watch these people when they say they want to make America great again, because rape and sleeping with their sisters is part of that great agenda.
Ooh, right? Disgusting.
Please let Chelsea
come at your mouth.
Please let Chelsea Handler give Steve King the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
All right.
What is wrong with people?
I have no idea.
To even think something like that.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.